Where to start? Well, you may be wondering, where is the best place to start? That's easy. Meditation. Some call it quiet reflection. Meditation is what actually helps the conscious mind to connect with the psychic mind, which we all have inside ourselves. It's through practice and dedication where you can learn to bridge your physical and psychic self. It's what opens the doors to a new spiritual knowledge that has always existed within you, but that you may not have been able to tap into. That is, until now. There are many different forms of meditation that you can choose from, and this manual focuses on guided meditations. With guided meditations, you listen to a voice guiding you through mental journeys by using visualizations. The more positive your attitude is, the easier it is to make a connection to the positive forces around you. Another important step is to relax and let go of your fear of the unknown. In order to learn how to get yourself in the right frame of mind, create a little space for yourself, dedicated for your reflections and meditations. It needs to be quiet and private. As you get ready to make the time and space for yourself to explore and unleash your inner psychic, you need to be able to build positive environments and fear-free zones for you to work and practice in. Before undertaking any form of psychic activity, you will learn to protect yourself against people or forces that might be out to harm you. Don't worry, this is not where it gets scary. As you open yourself up to new energies, sometimes some uninvited guests think they can tease you a little. So let's just put a big off-limits for negative forces sign in front of your mind. It's really easy to do. Here's how. Envision a bright light beam from above flowing down your body as a barrier, keeping you safe from intrusion, that only lets positive energies in. Do this every time before you meditate. The next step is to let go of fear. Although fear is sometimes necessary in life, you can set up a time frame to turn your fear off. Here's how. Once protective, say to yourself, I will let go of my fear for... Just insert a time like 15 minutes, for example. And that's it. Very simple, yet effective. Also, many psychics will tell you how they got their start by learning how to open up their aura enough to allow psychic messages to get through. Your aura is basically your energy field. It surrounds you. It's often characterized as an embodiment and manifestation of cascading colors, representing your soul's vibrations or energy fields. All of us have an aura. Through practice and exercise, you might be able to use your aura to work on your psychic level. You might ask, how do I open up my aura? This can be accomplished by simply letting out all of the negative energy and focusing on the positive energy instead. Here's a way to do this. Try and focus on letting your mind go. No fear, no thoughts. Think about absolutely nothing. Just focus on your breathing. Clear your mind of clutter and breathe in and breathe out. With every breath in, envision positive energy and thoughts entering your aura and mind. And with every exhale, let go of any negative thoughts and energies. Do this a couple of times. If you're a novice or beginner, set a time aside. Try 10, 15, or even 20 minutes until you're used to this process of relaxing, preparing, and setting the stage for going deeper, letting go of the stress and the worries. You'll also want to start to monitor your progress during meditation by writing down what you experience. A good way to follow your meditative progress is to open your Book of Wisdom, workbook, and journal that you received with this manual and keep track of your experiences and how your psychic development progresses. The first thing you could record in your book is, what would you like to accomplish by developing your psychic powers? Please pause this CD now and answer the question in your book of wisdom.